Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back at it again with another heavy hitter in the building. Have to welcome back Miss Monica Bickerstaff has joined us again. Welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio today.
Thank you, Kim. I am excited and thrilled to be back. I'm ready and waiting for everybody to tune in and turn up with all of your questions about health and wellness and manifesting miracles through optimal health. So
absolutely.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Yes, yes, this is totally awesome. Last time that we had Monica on the show, we ran out of time and we were not able to grab some of the questions that were present. And so I am going to open up the chat, and I'm also going to open up our Facebook group. And for those of you who are members of the Ambitious Women, definitely want to make sure if you're not, you better get there because, honey, that's where all of the action is happening at. We've got some heavy hitters that are really doing some awesome things with their business and just with their personal life. We just know that God is able. He's doing some awesome things in that group. So I'm going to go ahead and direct some questions there. Well, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open up a forum for those of you who may be phone shy and don't want to call in.
Right, right.
Oh, this
yes,
is awesome.
Yes, don't be shy. And while you're doing that, Kim, just let me take a minute to introduce myself to your wonderful Brown Sugar Radio audience and to my sisters in the Ambitious Women group, powerful women, very spiritually uplifting, positive women. You all are amazing, and I thank you for your support. I am a certified holistic health practitioner and holistic health coach. And what that means is that I use my scientific background along with my divine intuition, and I diagnose and treat disease in your body temple, and I recommend natural therapies for wellness. So the areas of expertise that I have are in aromatherapy, and I am also a master herbalist. And if there's anything that we talk about today, if you all have any questions that maybe we don't get to today or that perhaps you are a bit shy about stepping up and asking, you can find me on Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff. That's Bickerstaffas in French fry. Or you can email me at sistersage888@aol.com.
Fabulous. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes. Well, I think that this is really an amazing opportunity. All my little Brown Sugar Radio listeners, you better chime in now and take action, because I want to tell you this is truly a blessing to receive this gift, because most sessions from all coaches, and especially when you get the coaches that are really just an expert in their field, it is a pretty penny to sit down and speak with them. And so this is an opportunity for you to, you know, invest in yourself and to receive great value just for calling in and asking today. The call-in line, for those of you who are listening live, is 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. Or you can join us in our chat, for those of you listening via Twitter or Facebook Live, at brownsugarradio.com. That's Brown Sugar, SUGA, radio.com, all right? So I want to direct actually some personal questions while we're waiting for the questions to come in. There's one from my personal girlfriend, Arnez, that I'd love for you to share. Actually, earlier you had gave some advice, and I know there's other women that actually face, Monica, the same issues when it comes to their feet hurting. You gave some phenomenal advice earlier for women who struggle with pain in their feet. How would you recommend they take care of that?
Well, one of the reasons why many of us, both male and female, suffer so much pain in our feet and in our joints is because if you have the visual of kind of like the screws going into the holes of the pegs that hold up the foundation, our joints hold up our foundations. They literally, and our feet literally, support our body weight every single day, 24/7, right? Whether we're walking, running, skipping, jumping, it doesn't matter. So oftentimes we neglect our foot care, and when our feet start to hurt, that is the sign, that's the signal that we need to stop, pause, take a breath, and tend to our feet. So one of the issues, especially in Arnez's case, she has been really, really busy with moving. Moving in and of itself is one of the seven primary stressors in anyone's life. We talk about moving, as in relocating, death, marriage, birth, starting a new job. Those are some of the major stressors. And so they trigger all kinds of stress in our bodies, and that manifests as pain. And so when Arnez spoke earlier about the pain in her feet, I said it's because she's doing so much. She's trying to maintain her regular daily routine in addition to moving her home. I mean, that's moving our foundation. That's displacing ourselves out of our bodies. So I recommended, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but I recommended just a basic menthol vapor rub for her to massage her feet with, and then to put socks in to keep the heat in, and to, as she's moving from home to home and unpacking boxes and so forth, make sure your feet are covered. Make sure the heat is trapped in there, and it will start to stimulate. One of the reasons why I recommended a vapor rub, though, Kim, is because, and I have a product that I use these specific essential oils, camphor, peppermint, and wintergreen. Those are some of the best essential oils for helping to ease joint pain and muscle soreness. So whenever somebody comes to me with arthritis or sciatica or foot pain, a sprained ankle, those are the remedies that I pull out first from my medicine chest.
Awesome, awesome. And I love it because these are all natural, as I said, ladies and gentlemen. This is, you know, made from God's own creation, you know, and I just think it's beautiful. Now, I want to share with you something I really, really am passionate about, and I've been doing a lot of research on it, and I wanted to get, you know, your opinion in regards to this topic. It's something dear to my heart because my aunt actually died from cancer. And there was a gentleman, I went to a seminar this past weekend, and the gentleman had stated that his mother was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer, and he was totally against receiving her receiving chemotherapy. He believed that chemotherapy actually increases cancer, and it speeds it up in a rapid process. Now, certainly this is a controversial issue, but I just wanted to know, just as, you know, a certified holistic health practitioner, you know, and I'm sure you deal with a lot of customers that face cancer. He put his mother, which was awesome. Let me tell you the story. He put his mother on all natural remedies. And amazingly enough, he had explained that his mother was diagnosed with the same type of cancer that Christopher Reeve's wife was diagnosed at the same time. Christopher Reeve's wife had passed 6 months later, and his mother, praise God, is still alive 3 years later today. So that really, really spoke volumes to me because I'm just like, wow, the power of natural remedies. Now, there's some who believe in it. There's some who don't. But I just wanted to voice that story because I truly felt that it is something that's a key component when it comes to natural remedies. Share with me, Monica, in regards to cancer patients and how, you know, what you bring to the table can help.
Well, I strongly believe, Kim, that any type of herbal therapies, aromatherapies, these are actually natural sciences that have proven studies to support them. And as you mentioned earlier, and as I strongly believe, literally these are God's medicines. Now, what I'm getting ready to say, I'm not here to say to replace any type of doctor-prescribed protocols that you may be on, especially with respect to cancer, because cancer is a very, very controversial issue in dealing with natural remedies. But I do strongly believe that, one, aromatherapies, natural remedies, including herbs, acupuncture, full-body massage, specific essential oils, can really, really help ease the discomforts from chemotherapy. I have a client right now whose mother is going through chemotherapy, and I have a blend that I send to them every other week that she massages into her mother. And her mother has called me, and she said, and I use this as a quote on my website, in fact, that Monica's elixirs are life-giving miracles in a bottle. This is coming specifically from one of the essential oil blends that I use with this young woman's mother. One of the essential oils, and this probably will not surprise any of you, that has proven studies behind it to kind of alleviate and stop the growth of cancer cells is frankincense essential oil. Now, we know frankincense is associated in the Bible, right?
One of my favorite oils. Absolutely.
It is one of our essential oils that if we know the story of the birth of the baby Jesus, one of the three wise men brought as a gift to the baby Jesus was frankincense oil. But there are some studies, and when I say recent studies, I mean recent as in 6 months ago, that support that essential oil therapies using frankincense essential oil can stop tumor growth and prevent cancer cells from metastasizing, which means spreading. Now, the other thing I want to talk
about,
Kim, which you know me personally, and I speak about this all the time and share this information in our Ambitious Women group, I strongly believe in detoxing. I tell my clients, if you are eating and breathing every day, you need to be detoxing every day. And let me just say, because some people kind of shy away from the term detox, I'm not talking about strict fasts. I do not necessarily believe in fasting, especially for women. But when I say detox, I mean a gentle daily cleanse. One of the reasons that we have the organs that we do in our body is that God has given us the proper organs for our bodies to detox naturally on a daily basis. And sometimes we just need a little help. We might get blocked, backed up, sinus issues, allergy issues. These all imply that there are issues with proper cleansing of your system. And when our bodies are an alkaline pH, that means that our body temples are functioning on an optimal level. If we have a pH balance in our bodies that is acidic, that can also promote and help to spread cancer cells. So cancer cells thrive in an acidic body environment. They do not make it or survive in an alkaline body environment. So that's why I'm always talking about detox, detox, detox. I know people are always saying to me, what do you mean detox, detox?
Right, right. Well, clean out what? How?
Yeah, clean out. What are
you
we
know,
cleaning out?
Let me
out?
Tell you, one of the misconceptions when it comes to detox is
yes.
that people – think it's for weight loss purposes only. That's one of the major questions. I don't need to detox, you know. Girl, I'm skinny
right.
enough.
Right.
Right?
Yes,
I don't need to
that's
lose weight.
But you're absolutely right.
So
when
sad.
We hear the terms detox and cleanse, and this
yes.
is why I think people shy away from it, you're absolutely right. I don't need to detox. It doesn't matter how old you are, what size you are, what ethnicity you are. We all need to detox daily just because of the environments we're in. We're breathing this air. We're drinking this water. We're eating these foods. We are exposed to electromagnetic fields on a daily basis if we're dealing with any type of cell phone or computer. All of these elements are being absorbed into our body, and our skin is our number one organ. Our skin covers over 70% of our bodies. That's our first line of defense. Now, if we are absorbing and inhaling all of these toxic chemicals, we need to detox. That's all there is to it.
Wow, that's
so
it.
So it's just
absolutely.
Very simple. Yeah, detox daily. That's what I tell my people. Oh, and you know what? I was thinking about this earlier. I would like to make a special offer to those of you who are listening to Kim's Brown Sugar Radio Show today.
All right.
And that
I like
is my free. Yes, we love specials.
We love specials, yes.
My free gift to you is my mini manual on 5 tips to jumpstarting your detox. In addition to a half-hour yoga workout for detox.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. And
so
see, this
we'll
is
figure out a way
need.
To post those in your groups, Kim, so that our listening audience today can take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I totally love that. We got a question that someone private messaged to me here. Being that they private message, I guess I won't say their name. Let me know if I have permission to say your name. They sent it to me private message via Facebook. It says that, hi, Monica. I am currently struggling with bad skin. I know that I smoke often and may not drink enough water, but beside of that, what other factors can – wait, how does she – what other factors – will help me improve my skin. Okay, if I'm sure you're listening live. For the person who asked that question, I need to ask you if you can be a little bit more specific. Monica certainly answered to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
They said they smoke, they don't drink enough water.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So just in a general response, if you're smoking, the nicotine levels in your skin are aging you 10 times your regular age, and they
wow.
are not only compromising your lungs and your ability to aspirate your lungs, but you're aging your skin. Now, you're also saying that you're not drinking enough water. Let me share something with all of you. Regardless of what our body weights are, we should be drinking daily in ounces
mm-hmm.
half of what our body weight is. So for example,
wow.
if you are a 150-pound woman, you should be
mm-hmm.
drinking 75 ounces of water a day. If you are a 200-pound man, you should be drinking 100 ounces of water a day. That's all there is to it. Now, water, it's God's elixir. It's, you know, it's so very precious, and that is literally what flushes out all of the toxins in our system. So if you're a smoker, nicotine is a toxin. You're ingesting it on a regular. You want to make sure that to the best of your ability, you can flush out all of those nicotine residues in your system.
Uh-huh.
With smokers, I know quite a few smokers. I don't say to someone, well, you need to stop smoking, you know.
Right,
smoking
right. We
is
know that's
something,
easier said than done, yeah.
Exactly. Smoking is something that's personal to everyone. So when you're ready, if you choose to stop smoking, God bless you, and I will be here to support you. However, if you maintain a lifestyle with smoking, just know that it is going to, those toxins are going to manifest on your skin. That means they're going to come through as some sort of breakout on your skin.
Wow. I see the correlation with that. And
yes.
I've often heard that before, you know, but then also
yes.
the water, not drinking enough water also. Okay, so
yes.
She did clarify. She said she wanted to know which can help to clear up her skin because it's dry
okay.
and hard.
Gotcha,
okay.
gotcha.
All right.
And before I speak to that too, oftentimes, and this isn't with every smoker, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
smokers, they crave sugary beverages and foods along
mm-hmm.
with the nicotine. So
mm-hmm.
if you are a smoker in that category, the one thing that you can do is you can stop ingesting sugar in the form of sodas and sweets and sugar-loaded carbohydrates, because that, too, will cause your skin to break out and cause
mm.
all kinds of hormonal imbalances. Now, for your skin, I have something, a DIY, do-it-yourself skin oil that you can prepare at home. This is using lavender essential oil, okay? And the carrier oil that I will recommend is called jojoba oil. You can buy these oils anywhere from Whole Foods to Trader Joe's to any health food store. And what you want to do in 1 ounce of the jojoba oil is mix 20 drops of your lavender essential oil, shake it up, and then apply that to your face. In the mornings, you can apply under makeup and also at night.
Mm, fabulous, fabulous. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, we got some really good questions coming in from the ambitious women. Yes, I knew that.
Yes.
You support us.
I love
awesome,
my
awesome.
Ambitious
I don't know
women.
If you're by a computer or not, Monica. I'm looking here. We have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is from Mercedes Xavier.
Okay.
And she is asking.
Hello, Mercedes, darling.
I'm a massage therapist, and I want to know which is the best oil you recommend to use on my clients to promote relaxation. That's an awesome question, Mercedes.
Oh, that's an awesome question, Mercedes. Thank you for asking that. I recommend as your carrier oil, and I know from you're also one of my friends on Facebook. I know that you like to prepare your own blends. I recommend grape seed oil as your carrier oil. I'm going to tell you why. Two reasons. Grape seed oil stimulates blood circulation, and it stimulates detoxification of our lymph system. Now, our lymph system is where all of the garbage goes. And as a massage therapist, I know Mercedes knows the lymphatic drainage points on our bodies, and I'm sure that all of her clients have a wonderful experience with her. But if you don't have someone who is actually physically forcing the lymph system to drain, then you can do it by yourself with a grapeseed oil that helps with the lymphatic drainage. Grapeseed oil is also chock full of vitamin E, and oftentimes, especially those of us who live in drier climates and also climates that are have a lot of humidity, so that's from Miami, Florida to out here in Phoenix, Arizona and Las Vegas, Nevada, we don't get enough vitamin E. It's depleted in our systems quickly. So grapeseed oil has the vitamin E, it helps to support lymphatic drainage, and it also stimulates blood circulation. And I thank you for that question.
Beautiful, beautiful, awesome, awesome. We got two more questions coming in. This is so beautiful. Yay!
I love this.
Ambitious women. I'll tell you, boy, they got our back like a tanky top, huh? Beautiful.
I'm telling you.
We have Giselle Jonet. That's such a beautiful name. She says, I sing, and I want to know if there are any oils I can use to help my voice not get horse when I'm on tour. Oh, now why her name so pretty, girl? Look, is that your real name or your stage name? That's beautiful, Giselle Jonay. Beautiful.
Giselle, I have your back right now. I'm getting ready to tell you what to do. All right. Now, in your case, you are going to be ingesting the essential oils that I'm getting ready to recommend to you, which means that please, and you know how to reach me, I want you to invest in therapeutic-grade essential oils or food-grade essential oils. That means that they are 150% pure without any type of synthetics. What you're going to do is you are going to brew a tea, and you can do this when you're on the road. It's real simple. All you need are these two essential oils and a cup of hot water. So in your mug, and please make sure it's a glass or ceramic mug, you are going to drop in 5 drops of therapeutic-grade peppermint essential oil and 5 drops of therapeutic grade lemon essential oil. All right?
Wow.
Drop those into your mug first. Pour on your hot water as if you're brewing for tea and just sip on it. Wait till it gets, you know, kind of room temperature, very comfortable, but sip on it. What that is going to do is it's going to coat your throat, help you with your lungs. The peppermint, the menthol in the peppermint is going to help to relax and release your diaphragm. So when you're singing and you have that powerful voice, it's going to be an easier support for you from the diaphragm. And what that lemon essential oil is going to do is it's going to literally, think of it as an antiseptic. It's just going to clear and break through all of that mucus that's in your system, so that you can have a clearer voice and you can reach those higher octaves better.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you know, I've often seen where celebrities will say, give me some lemon tea, Mariah Carey, Madonna, Beyonce. You
yes.
know, when you look at their documentaries, they're always sipping on lemon tea. Now, speaking
right.
of lemon, well, before I ask my question, let me get to all of the guest questions first. There's
okay.
another one. Remind me, lemon tea, okay, or lemon
yes.
water.
Lemon tea, I'll remind you.
Yes, all right. Kiana, I love Kiana Howard. I sell human hair, and my clients always ask, what is the best vitamin to take while growing their hair and best oil to grow their hair?
Okay, Kiana, love your question. I sell a product, a blend called Nana's Hair Elixir, which is a family recipe from my grandmother, who will be 100 years old this month and still has
Yay!
A head
Happy birthday,
full
Nana.
Of...
And she looks amazing, by the way.
She does. She has a head full of thick, beautiful salt pepper, long, thick hair. So let me answer the question about the essential oils. Okay, well, I have a blend. I recommend that you buy my blend, Nana's
right?
essential hair, you know, hair elixir. That's all there is. But
you must have caught the end because you were talking about that earlier. Yeah,
yes.
Kiana, she just mentioned that, so you're probably just catching the tail end
right.
of it. Okay.
So, right. So my essential oil hair blend is to thicken the hair and also to grow your hair healthy without split ends. Now, as far as the different types of herbs and vitamins to ingest as you're growing your hair, you want to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D and you're getting enough vitamin B vitamins, specifically biotin, keratin, and your vitamin B12. And
beautiful.
As for minerals, you've got to ingest magnesium. Let me tell you, magnesium is our miracle mineral. And all of us, especially we women, especially every 30 days, we
right,
need
right.
to be ingesting 800 milligrams of magnesium. Okay,
wow.
Now, magnesium in your body temple will balance your hormones. It will help you absorb the nutrients to grow your hair and nails. It will help you to clear your skin. It will keep your digestive tract clear and clean. It will help you sleep. So even women, if you're in the stage of perimenopause or menopause, magnesium, that will help you to get through the night without any type of hot flashing or power surging. Okay?
Wow,
so we need
look at
the,
that.
The magnesium, the B vitamins, your vitamin D, and check out my Nana's Healthy Hair Elixir.
Look at that. There you go. That's how you do that. Absolutely. I love that you're full of so much wisdom, Monica. I just truly respect you for your craft. And just this is something what I want to tell you. For those of you who didn't hear part one, this is her divine calling in life. You know,
yes.
Monica shared in part one how her grandmother had introduced her to this. And when she was a small child, she would calm her down with lavender. And
yes.
So I need to use that on my two-year-old nephew.
I'm telling you. I mean, I was always... I was always a very hypersensitive and energetic child, and still am, but as an adult, hypersensitive and energetic. And what the lavender did, I didn't know what it did. I just saw her pull a jar off of the shelf with some purple things floating in it. I loved the color purple, so I was mesmerized by the jar that she put on the table and just told me to look at the jar while she was rubbing all of this on me, right, on my back and on my chest.
Right.
Lavender is it's a natural relaxant. It is an
beautiful
antidepressant. It is an anti-stimulant. It is an antiseptic. So lavender essential oil, you all, if you don't have but one essential oil in your household, in your purse, I carry it when I'm traveling. Lavender essential oil is the key.
That's awesome. And you know what's so funny? I love just the color of purple, and that's actually what attracted me to the lavender first. My eyes were just drawn to all shades of purple. So when I actually started using it for relaxation, you know, rather in my baths or while meditating, it just took it to a whole new level. So that's awesome in itself. Now, I did want to mention to you, okay, as far as the tea, if you have a question, you got about one more minute, ladies, before, all right, while she's answering this one, and then we have to end the show. All right, but definitely if you can answer now in regards to I actually drink a ton of lemon water, and I love how you shared about our bodies being acidic and we have to really bring the pH balance back to normal. And, you know, you don't really even think about it, but as far as the alkalized water, that's something that I, even with that, not really knowing the difference between a natural drinking water, spring water, and alkalized. Can you share with my listeners the value of drinking the alkalized water versus the regular spring and drinking water, and why it's so important, which you've touched on a bit, but the lemon? I mean, that's like the miracle fruit for me.
By all means. So, the alkaline water is very important because, as I mentioned earlier, we want our body temples to function at a pH, an alkaline pH level. What that means is it is non-acidic. When we have an acidic body temple, that means we're more prone to inflammation, autoimmune diseases developing, arthritis and other skeletal and joint diseases, and cancers. Cancer cells spread and grow and thrive in an acidic body. So we want to have alkaline bodies. Now, the beauty with the lemon is that alkaline water can be expensive, okay? You can make your own alkaline potion by distilled water, buying distilled water and at room temperature in a glass, because you don't want the acid from the lemon to seep through any type of plastic or paper, because then you'll be ingesting those toxins. So again, in a ceramic or glass container, you want to have about 10 ounces of your distilled room temperature water with 5 drops of your lemon essential oil, or what's even better is your fresh lemon juice, by your bedside every morning before you get out of bed. You drink that. And what you end up doing is you naturally bring your body's pH balance to an alkaline level. You cleanse and detox your liver. Our liver is the organ that is like the trash receptacle. It's the garbage disposal for our bodies. So we want to keep our livers cleansed. And you help to jump start the digestive process in your colon so that you can eliminate effectively through the day. So lemons, again, yes, Kim, miracle fruit. Hands down,
okay.
No doubt.
Right, and I'm so glad that you broke it down as far as for those who cannot right now invest in the alkalized water, all right?
Right.
She gave you an easy-to-do solution, so there's no excuse, all right,
no
ladies?
Excuse.
And gentlemen, we may have some men listening. All right, so we got one last question, and we got to wrap it up here.
Okay.
We have one from, let's see, I got to go back to the post. All right, there we go. All these notifications are popping in, and I lost the question. Jada, there you are. Jada Collins, what oil works for stretch marks? Now, that's funny. She puts LOL.
Okay.
You're funny.
So, Jada, right now in our group, I have posted a solution for a cellulite cream made with coconut oil and grapefruit essential oil. Add some vitamin E to it, and you have your do-it-yourself stretch mark oil. So that's
there
with coconut oil as your base, grapefruit
okay.
essential oil for cellulite, and vitamin E oil.
There you go. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, ladies, if you have any other questions, certainly you can direct them on the post within the next 5 minutes. And Monica will see them whenever she can.
I'll see them. Keep them coming.
Okay, beautiful. Yep. I didn't want to tie too much more of your time. If you have time to go after the show's over, fine. If not, just go ahead and add them on the thread post in the Ambitious Woman group. Those of you who are listening through other channels, you can certainly put your post on at Brown Sugar Radio. There is another Q&A post there you can add for Monica, okay? So definitely please share any specials you have at this time and where they can locate you at again on your social media network.
Right. So please, if you're interested in my Metabo Boost or my Lemon Lift Detox Serum, if you are interested in Nana's Healthy Hair Elixir or any of my own special essential oil blends, you can reach me on Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff, or you can email me at sistersage888@aol.com. I'm passionate about aligning women and men with their purpose through self-care and natural body therapies.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. Well, we will definitely have you back. Also want to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, Monica Bickerstaff is one of the panel speakers at the Total Woman Experience this May on the 21st.
Yay.
And so, yes, you will certainly get some more insight and wisdom at this event. And I want to let you know it's going to be epic. It's an event you do not want to miss. We've got 8 dynamic speakers that will certainly transition you on a cellular level. It's going to be that deep. So make sure you get your tickets soon before May 1st, and they increase $20 more. All right. And you can certainly grab those at the TotalWomanExperience.eventbrite.com. That's TotalWomanExperience.eventbrite.com. So, all right. Well, Monica, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. You know you are welcome back anytime.
Oh, and I'd love to come back, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Well, take care. And, ladies, make sure any other questions or comments that you have, please feel free to direct them in the chat. All right. Well, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and close. Make sure you catch us back next week, same time, same place, with another amazing segment here on the hottest show on Blog Talk. I'm your show host, Kim Bullock-Hennig.
Well, it's about that time for us to end, but until we meet again, spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio to a friend. Join us next week on the livest urban premiere show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're celebrating the champion in you and making dreams come true. Changing lives one show at a time. Brown Sugar Radio, making life easier.